I'm here with John Davis at Gloucestershire Archives, and John has brought in a couple of photos of Fielding and Platt personnel, and we're looking at a couple of them here. Who is pictured in the first photo here, John?
Well, this is Leslie Spooner, who was managing director, and I think it's taken in the drawing office, and it looks as if he may be making a speech. I would guess it's someone's either retirement or marriage or some such occasion. There's no evidence as to what the occasion is, but that's my guess.
And you said that the gentleman behind Leslie in this picture, he worked in the drawing office and he worked in the electrical department, is that right?
I think he was electrically based, yes. I just cannot possibly remember his name, but I'm sure somebody will. In fact, he'll recognise himself because he's certainly not that old.
That's great, thank you, John. And then the second photo we've got here captures Leslie Spooner in conversation with another gentleman. Who is that other gentleman there?
The other gentleman is Lionel Longney, and by the look at just behind him, there's some look like Christmas decorations on the wall. So all I can guess is that Leslie Spooner, as managing director, is probably coming around the offices wishing everybody the compliments of the season before they go home. And he's obviously caught Lionel somewhere, and I'm not quite sure what Lionel's saying, but his arms are sort of outstretched as if he's trying to sort of give Leslie some idea of the length of the fish he caught last night. But I don't think Lionel was a fisherman, so it was probably something else, but that was just my guess.
And was it usual for the managing directors to come round the factory at Christmas time to wish everyone a happy Christmas, and again at Easter time, perhaps?
Oh yes, it was quite a done thing. In fact, several of the directors would come round if they were available, and yeah, they were happy occasions, very happy occasions.
And Lionel, pictured in this photo, worked in the drawing office with you for a number of years. What do you remember of Lionel?
Oh well, you know, everybody knew him. He was a very competent draftsman, but he had a wonderful sense of humour. He was a very human person. One of life's real gentlemen. He was gentle, he was considerate, he was very helpful, and he had the most wonderful sense of humour, and he could play pranks like nobody else. He was a terrific guy to know. It was an absolute honour to have known him. And he was the one who might be recorded somewhere where we had a new young lady bringing the tea trolley round. I think it was her first day, and she came into the drawing office, and in a couple of seconds, he'd drawn a large L plate and hung it on her tea trolley. But that was the sort of thing he did. And yes, he was a great countryman as well. He made cider and he made wine. And I know he was very good at hedge laying. He also was very keen on fruit trees. And I know we used to, he had an orchard, and he used to graft onto trees. And he had, he had dozens and dozens of different varieties of apples growing. He was very, very good at that, very competent, very green-fingered gentleman.
I remember whenever anyone talks about the fun times at Fielding's, or the pranks that used to happen there, Lionel's name is always the first to be mentioned, and the L plate story. And I remember when you've told stories about when you were getting married, John, that you know there were pranks and drawings done then. Do you remember any other fun occasions with Lionel in the drawing office or at Fielding's?
Well, I think probably more than one of us were responsible, but what very often happened, if someone got a drawing on his board and he perhaps went off to the toilet, disappeared for a moment, some bright spark, very often it would be Lionel would come along and they'd do little stick figures on the drawing of, you know, maybe some guy fishing, to appear to be fishing off the end of a pier, and little things like that. And, of course, when the guy came back, he noticed these and rubbed them out. But they didn't always get noticed. And very often, the drawing, whatever it was, would go into the works, or even possibly go to a customer with some of the little stick figures still on there. So whether they appreciated it or not, I don't know. But that was one of the things that we did.
That's lovely, John. And thinking about Lionel as a very green-fingered countryman, did he ever bring in fruits from his orchard or things that he'd grown for you to share with at Fieldings?
Oh, very often, especially apples and plums especially, because Blaisdon plums down in the area of Longney where we lived, you know, they were usually very plentiful, so we'd always bring in plums in. And I know I was very grateful to him for one thing, for getting me involved in wine making. I still do it today. So that's another thing I got to thank him for.
That's lovely. Thank you very much, John. And is there anything else you'd like to add about these two photos?
No, I think that just about sums it up.
That's lovely. Thank you.